down your places. Hello, everyone. Welcome to more Rockers Day.
That's pretty gay.
You're pretty gay.
Nah, man. I'm pretty homo sapien.
Isn't it like the same thing? Lol.
It means that I am a human being. Are we going to be able to squeeze between here?
Yeah, we will.
Oh, Jesus. Alright, anyways,
it's a weird moment of silence as we're slowly driving by between two cars within a tight space.
Oh, that dude, fucking look at that. It's a Mercedes-Benz.
That's not a Mercedes-Benz.
That's a Rolls-Royce. Anyways, welcome back. We're in a gas station right now.
We are in a gas station. Misa had to fill up some gas.
Tate's... our podcast studio has to get gas.
yeah, the studio had to get gas, so we need to fill up the good old
microphone and cameras and the Joe Rogan. we gotta fill ourselves up with ethanol.
Yes.
So
today it is a very nice, beautiful, cold, 50 degrees, sunny, no clouds in sight. It's a great day.
It's just that the thing that's concerning is, why is it cold when it was like 80 degrees for like 2 weeks? So yeah, this is the new podcast schedule. We posted last Tuesday, and today's Thursday. So then after today's podcast, there will be no episodes until next Tuesday. And today, we have no topic.
I think... I actually think I have one, but I don't know if like I have the right words for it. I was trying to communicate to Chris earlier what my feelings were about the topic that I had chosen, but I just could not find the words for it. Very much similar to how I ask out my girlfriends, or how I have in the past, so, yeah.
What, are we just gonna have tea and then share our feelings together?
yes. okay. No, today I wanted to talk about, like specifically when you were little, like, secret obsessions or like weird rituals or just weird shit you did when you were a kid.
Oh, there's plenty of that.
Okay, yeah. I figured you would have plenty, because I definitely have plenty. And holy hell, can you just turn? No. Okay. Okay.
That guy was just super impatient.
He's just super impatient. All right, that's like the second time that's happened to me today. Maybe I'm like a stupid driver and just don't notice it. All right. Anyway. Well,
this is like never-ending traffic. We're trying to get out of the gas station right now. We just can't seem to do so because just the traffic...
I'm just going to go ahead and squeeze in right here. Fuck
the,
you,
the traffic
you
is
stupid Audi.
Never-ending. Okay, there we go. Yeah, some asshole just like whizzed past us and just like cut off somebody on the road. So we don't want to do that.
So yeah, what was weird shit that you did as a kid? And why is the music just randomly stopped?
My sister has told me a lot of weird fucking stories of things that I used to do. There was one story that I apparently had eaten my mom's lipstick. I don't have any recollection
of it.
There we
go, fixed it.
But there's a photo that both my mom and my sister showed me. And it was just, like, me with just the red lipstick all over my face because I ate it.
Does that have any nutritional value?
I don't know.
I mean, you came out how you did, so I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think the red 40 in there got to your brain.
I think there's also another time where when I was little, I was obsessed with candy.
I think we all were, but unless this is like an obsession beyond like, I don't know.
I think it was a pretty bad obsession. Because then one day I ended up eating Play-Doh.
Because you thought it looked like candy.
No, it smelled like candy.
How does Play-Doh smell like fucking candy? It smells like clay.
I don't know. No, back then, Play-Doh used to have, like, different scents that would, like...
Really? What the fuck, dude? I do not remember that.
Yeah, they would have, like, different scents, like, that would, like, smell really sweet or something like that. It was really weird.
So you ate Play-Doh?
I ate Play-Doh.
You ate Play-Doh because it smelled like candy.
Yeah, and I ended up in the emergency room.
I remember... There was a marker set I had that smelled like different types of like mint and like gum flavors. So like red smelled like cinnamon, pink smelled like bubble gum, green smelled like spearmint, blue was just regular peppermint, and Yeah, I would not let you do that.
Do you remember in middle school or elementary school where everyone would get those, like, scented markers and just start sniffing
the
shit out of them?
Yes, it was like drugs.
Yeah, there was,
it was
like,
drugs when we were kids. It was scented markers were drugs.
Yeah, there was, like, kids
that... was the vape pen before the vape pen.
Yeah, there was, like, kids getting high off that shit, and it always confused me because I did not like the smells.
Well, some of them were, like, really disgusting, but... there was, like, a select few that were actually good.
Yeah, I remember that there was, like, a... there's an Expo marker that was, like, cherry flavor or whatever. And there's people obsessed with that marker.
Yeah, they would all... I remember when the teacher would have, like, markers that you would pick up for your, like, your whiteboards and whatever you wanted to use.
Yeah.
Everyone would try to go for the scented markers because they just wanted to sniff them the whole entire class period and not actually do the work.
Yeah.
I remember there was one kid in my elementary school class. I don't remember too much about my elementary years, except from what my parents told me, but I do remember this. And this kid was sniffing this, I think it was like one of the blueberry Expo markers, and he literally stuck it up his fucking nose and sniffed as hard as he could. And then he was just like, what?
I don't know. I never liked the scented markers. I sniffed the cherry one, and I was like, this smells like chemicals.
Yeah, they did not... The Expo one specifically did not smell good. Yeah. But I had a Crayola set, like they were saying, that smelled like candy. It was pretty good.
And also, another story that my sister told me was that, apparently, I don't know what the situation was when this happened, but I apparently had a marker set that I just took into my parents' bedroom and then used my parents' comforter as a canvas. I don't remember this story. I don't remember doing it. But apparently I just took markers and I just started drawing all over the comforter. I don't know if I was trying to draw anything or if I was just... I don't know why specifically my... why the comforter?
You're a Picasso on a rampage. You needed to do something.
Yeah. And then, like, my mom got mad at me and took away the marker set or something. I don't remember what happened. There's also another time where I had this wooden box where I would store all my toys.
Yeah.
And...
you drew on that, too?
I drew on that, too. I took my marker set, and then I drew a bunch of, like, circles on it. And then my mom got mad at me for it. And that story I remember, because I remember specifically where the box was and where I did it. And I remember my mom yelling at me for doing that.
What, Chris?
I had an obsession with just taking a marker and just drawing on something.
Wait, so let me guess. You found a lamp, right? And you started drawing on it.
I don't remember. I might have, but I can't say for certain.
Alright.
Because there's a lot of stuff that I don't remember, because there was a lot of weird shit that I used to do.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was, I was easily entertained as well, so...
I bet.
Something that I would do was, I would take all the pillows off our couches, and probably take some pillows from, like, the bedrooms, and stack them in the living room. I would stack them on top of the couch and make, like, a tower. And I had this chair that was like a foam chair that's meant for, like, toddlers or whatever.
Yeah.
I put that at the very top, I sat on it, and then I fell over onto the couch. And my sister told me that I would just, on hours, like, hours on end...
build the tower, put the chair on top, sit on the chair, fall down, yeah. Rinse, rather, and repeat.
Yeah.
Lather, rinse, repeat, yeah.
That's one of the things that I did, and I was like, I don't remember this, and I don't remember why I found it so fun to do.
I remember my weird thing when I was, like, 3, according to my parents, is I used to pick up rocks and throw them at bunnies that came in our yard.
Jesus.
I don't know if it's my Native American instincts that were kicking in. I saw a bunny need food for family. Oh. And just pick up rocks and start throwing them at them. But, yeah, in Arizona, we always had bunnies and rabbits that would come in our yard and just, like, gnaw at the grass, right? You know, not doing anything. Our grass was, like, really overgrown for Arizona standards as is. Mm-hmm. So, like, the bunnies weren't really doing any harm. They'd just come in and gnaw on the grass. And then I'd be like, ooh, bunny, let me catch. And then take rocks and throw it at the bunnies. And I'd chase them around, too. Dude, that was... I don't remember that, but I saw pictures of me throwing a rock at a bunny. I'm like, oh my god, PETA's gonna have my head.
next thing you know, you turn into a preteen and you're carving the rocks, making them into spear
heads. Yes, carving the rocks, yes. I actually collected arrowheads. There was a place we went to in Virginia, and it was like a weird miner's place, right? So we went there every year with my good friends, and you would buy, like, you would do all these really weird activities, and then you buy a bag of, like, just sand, right? With some rocks in it. Right? Just sand. You know, sand. Like what you find at the beach, right? And then you grab like a sifter, put all the sand and the rocks in the sifter, and then you dump the sand in the water, right? Mm. And you shake the little sifter around to get all the sand out, and all the rocks that were in the bag would just, you know, randomly appear, you know? It's not like they put them there in the first place. It's just they randomly appeared when you put in the water. It's miracle fucking magic, you know what I'm saying? So, we would always like, collect the rocks and shit and trade them around when we were done doing using the sifter. I wanted all the arrowheads. I needed all the arrowheads. It's like I knew.
I also did, like, rock collection as well. I had a bucket. I still have this bucket.
You still have the bucket.
It's an old ice cream bucket that when you open it, there's just tons and tons of rocks in there. And there's a bunch that are in bags that are labeled and shit like that.
You labeled your rocks.
Yes. I thought that I could become an expert rock collector.
Yeah, dude, you're gonna be a geologist when you grow up, let's be honest, folks. You're gonna take pictures of your rocks, Photoshop them to make them look cool, and then send them off to, like, fucking scientists. I don't know.
But, like, I would always find, like, rocks, and I'd be like, I think this is, like, sedimentary rock or something.
Sedimentary rock. Yes, Chris 100% is gonna be a geologist. This is sedimentary rock. Chris, what's that? I don't know, I just made it up. Alright.
I found it on the ground and I named it and gave it name.
Chris, that's quartz. No, it's just sedimentary. It's just sanitary rock.
This crystal is clear. It's diamond. No, it's quartz. It's diamond.
It's diamond, yes. See, in Russia, this is diamond. This is what amount of diamond you call in America.
I sell it for $24,000. No, Chris, that's quartz. You can sell that for at least, like, $20. No!
No!
It is diamond.
No, it's diamond. It is a diamond!
Well, I mean, hey, every rock collector's gotta start off in some place, right?
Yeah, dude.
Start off with, like, a fucking piece of dirt, and then you end up at diamonds, you know, Minecraft.
What the fuck is this? A venture capitalist, but with, like, rocks?
Yeah.
You make money off of selling dirt, and then you're able to mine quartz, which is, like, the second most common thing to dirt.
Next thing you know, you see my name
in
the
sand.
Newspaper.
You get sand, right? You can press it to make it limestone.
Man turns Minecraft. Sand into glass. Is it diamond?
Nah, then you gotta invest your funds in taking a bunch of carbon and peanut butter, sticking it in a microwave for, like, extended periods of time and trying to make it diamonds.
Next thing you see is that I'm in the newspaper and it says, Florida teen has...
Florida man! Florida man!
Florida man has converted a rock into a diamond by sheer willpower alone.
Could you fucking imagine? Shaggy, is that you?
In the article, it states, the interviewer asked the question, how did you do it? What do you mean by willpower?
I mean, literally willpower.
I crushed it in my hand and I held it for 75 years in my hand with the sheer power of my muscles. It turned into little diamond. If it's been 75 years, how come you're still 19? Time is just an illusion. We in Russia know how physics work. We convert stop sign into diamond. We convert everything into diamond.
Could you imagine, like, crushing up a stop sign into a ball and holding it as hard as you can? It turns into a fucking diamond.
Everyone's like, bro, how the fuck are you doing that? I am Russian.
That's your excuse. Russian. Yes.
Everything that seems completely out of the normal
is because you're Russian.
That cannot be done by anyone else. It's because you're Russian.
Exactly.
You fight off a bear with your bare fists alone.
Russian.
It's because you are Russian.
It's because you're Russian.
You see, in Russia, we do not drink our piss. Our piss drinks us if we're stuck in the wild.
What?
In Russia,
this meme gets old of you.
I am not Bear Grylls. I am Grylls the Bear. I don't know where I'm
before
going.
Before we get way too off topic, I know when I was a kid, I remember this, and whenever we'd play Wii, like, you know, like the console, right?
Yeah.
We would play ourselves, like the console. I would always get so damn close to the screen that I would always hit the screen with the Wiimote, right? Whenever we're playing like Wii Boxing or Golf or like any of the Wii Sport games, right? Mm-hmm. And my parents are like, Tate, stop getting so damn close to the screen. You don't need to be that close to see. I'm like, yes, I do. My face is literally like in front of the screen.
I remember I was at a friend's house when I was younger.
Oh yeah, it turns out it's because I'm nearsighted and I needed glasses. Oh. But we didn't figure that out until like 10 years later.
When you destroyed the TV screen?
Yeah, destroyed the TV screen with my fucking... I was like, yo, I can't see. And they're like, well, maybe you need glasses. I'm like, yeah, you're right. So 4 years later, we got glasses.
Four-year-old you, just like...
No, it was like 8-year-old me.
You can't even speak basic
like maybe
English.
Maybe 9. I didn't get glasses until I was like 13.
Can't even speak basic English, but then like your parents say, oh, you need this. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, my bad. My bad, chief.
You do something wrong as a little kid, and then your parents yell at you.
You're right.
You're right.
I'm going to teach my kid to say that.
It do be like that.
It really be like that sometimes. He bullies a kid at school, and like, dude, you can't be doing that. Yeah, you're right. It be like that sometimes.
Dude, if I have fucking kids, that's what I'm doing. Once I get them to say the most basic things like papa, mama, and all that shit, I'm gonna teach them how to say it do be like that sometimes.
It do be like that sometimes. It really be like that.
He tells me, he comes home after school and he's like, Dad, I failed a quiz today. It was like
sometimes.
It was a spelling bee, and then my teacher got angry at me, and I would be like, okay, so...
What do you say, son? It'd be like that sometimes.
What did you do? What did you say? And then he's just like, I came up to the teacher and I said, it do be like that sometimes.
And it's like faking little mini Russian accent. Yeah. It'd literally be like that sometimes.
And I'm like, well, first off, good job. Secondly, we'll work on your vocabulary.
Kids, you made me proud. We'll work on your vocabulary later.
He makes a relative mad. And then, like, we're having dinner or something at some kind of fancy-ass restaurant. He's dressed all nicely or whatever, but then he, like, says something inappropriate to one of my relatives. And then they're like, hey, don't say that. And he's just like, it do be like that sometimes.
Your kid is going to be, like, the most savage kid if you do that. Yeah. It really be like that sometimes. When someone says something racist or, like, something. No, someone drops, like, the N-word and be like, yeah, it really be like that.
Dude, I hope my kid's gonna be like so outgoing that like some kid in class is just gonna say something super like racist or something like that. And the only thing he's gonna say is it do be like that
sometimes.
Man, that's fucking great. I want that to happen so bad. This is what fucking meme culture has done to us as we're growing up. Honestly, our parents didn't fucking do this shit. We're gonna raise the next generation as the most like meme generation
community
ever. Yeah.
Yes. Everyone, every time someone sees a furry, they're gonna be like, exterminate! And they're gonna pull out like two pump shotguns and like shoot two rounds and spit out bullets from their mouth and just keep shooting.
I'm gonna make sure to teach my kid,
whenever you see a furry, hit them as hard as you can with a rock.
If you get all in
right?
If you get in trouble, just say it do be like that sometimes. Gets in the principal's office. So why did you hit this kid?
It do be like that sometimes.
Oh man, even if I have a daughter, I'm gonna teach her to do that.
God damn.
I'm gonna try to teach my kids to
We're gonna name your kids, like, Naruto and Sasuke, like those really bad memes that are naming their kids after anime.
No, I'm not naming my kids after that kind of shit. I'm gonna give them, like, Russian names, but, like, I'm gonna try to raise them in a way where, like, they can just kind of, like, be, like, do their own thing and just kind of be, like, careless in a way that, like, you know, they don't care about anyone else in their, like, area. Like, they'll have friends and shit like that, but, like, they can say shit and just not care. Yeah. That's what I kind of want to raise them to do. As long as they don't say anything, like, racist or anything like that.
Don't be racist. Like, yo, fat. Yeah, I'm not gonna say the rest of the words because I'm like, we're gonna get demonetized and taken off the fucking web.
Yeah.
What'd you say to me, you little shit?
I'm just gonna make sure that they don't say that shit, but, like, as long as, you know, if they're being harassed or some shit like that, I don't want them to be defensive or, like, be aggressive against them. Just like, casually say it. Do be like that sometimes. Like,
yeah. Could you imagine, like, the teacher is, like, just calls them out for having their phone out in class or something like that? And he goes, like, what the fuck did you say to me, you little shit? Oh, you know why I quit you?
Just imagine your kid comes home from school and he's like, Dad, I got in trouble in school today. And you're just like, oh, what did you do now? And he's just like, well, my teacher told me to put away my phone and I kind of refused to do so. And then she tried to take it away and I said, what did you say to me, little bitch? I'll have you know I graduated from the Navy SEALs. And I'd just be like, I wouldn't be disappointed. I'd just be like, okay. That's okay, but just don't do that again, all right? Just like my kid will just like say shit. He won't have I'll try to make him not have an attitude problem, but I'll just make him like so casual with everything that he says that like, yeah, it's just like completely normal.
God damn. The meme generation's what it's gonna be called, like.
Yeah.
We're gonna acknowledge our mistakes and what the fuck we've done.
we're Generation X. We're like this technology generation. The next generation is gonna be technology internet.
No, we're Generation Y, right?
No, we're X.
We're X? No, we're Z. We're Gen Z. X is like the 1980s.
Gen Z?
No, before that. No, Gen Z is what we're in right now. We're Gen Z.
Gen Y.
No, we're Gen Y is
Gen
millennials.
Gen XYZ.
I'm gonna slap you. Gen X was like before Gen Y, right?
I don't remember, dude.
Gen Y was 1980s-ish, maybe a little bit in, like, late 1970s to around 1995.
Fucking boomers.
This is a German Street reference?
Will has, like, this ongoing meme that, like, every time that, like, an older person says some shit about us or whatever, we always just yell at them and say, fucking boomers.
And then we're Gen Z, though. We are Gen Z.
Probably the worst generation.
Yes, unfortunately. I wish I was a millennial.
I don't.
No, I wish I was a millennial, honestly.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. It's better than being fucking Gen Z, so, I mean.
Social influence generation.
So it's gonna be Gen Meme next.
Dude, if that's what it's gonna become, if that's what it's gonna be named, I'm gonna be disappointed, but at the same time, I'm gonna be happy.
Disappointed, but not surprised.
Yeah. Like, my kids are gonna go to school with all these kids that are gonna be like, yeah, so my dad told me about how back then he used to, like, laugh at SpongeBob jerking Patrick off.
That's Could honestly, you imagine if your kid asks, like, what kind of humor were you into when you were a kid?
And you'd just be like, ah.
And then you show them, like, the fucking curb meme, the curb meme where it's like, dun, 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 dun.
You just create a slideshow. You just create a slideshow of, like, cursed images and then
just,
like,
just show them a fucking PewDiePie video like, this was the shit.
Yeah, show him PewDiePie and show how, like, all of his, like, worst videos or whatever. Just be
yes.
Like, this is the shit that we were into.
This is the shit that we watched when we were a kid. What war did you participate in, Dad? I fought against the battle against D-Series.
I helped fight in the war against, furries.
God, no, not that meme. God, no. No!
Yeah, see, I was a TikTok. Oh my god.
You gotta show the fucking TikTok memes when you were kids.
Oh my god. Those,
oh no.
Those people who had fucking TikToks, when they have kids, their kids are gonna be like, what did you do when you were growing up?
What did you laugh at while you were growing up? And you show them like some guy in a fur suit, and you're just like, another person's like choking to death on the other side. I don't get it, Dad. I know, son, neither do I.
Wait, have you seen the videos that
Or the fucking gamer girl memes? Are you fucking kidding me?
But have you seen the videos that Grandma posted to memes? Where it's just like, yeah, really short ones where just like a black guy or someone just gets hit in the back of the head with a bat or something.
Yes.
And there's like, yeah, music playing, and then just like as soon as
it's the Fortnite default dance music, and some guy is playing Fortnite on his computer, and you just hear the dun 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 dun, and as soon as like you'd hear like the clap would typically happen, someone smacks this black guy over the head with the fucking bat, and he face plants on the computer.
Yeah, and it becomes like ear rape and shit like that.
Yeah, it's like, it's normal music, and as soon as the clap happens, it's just super ear rape.
That's what I'm gonna have to show my kids one day. I'm gonna be like...
they're gonna be like, Dad, what did you laugh at? Aww.
Just show them that little, like, fucking vine or whatever. Oh my god, they're gonna be so confused, but at the same time, I think they're gonna find
it. They might find humor in it, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know if they're gonna find humor in that kind of stuff. Maybe like, or it could be so like, it's either gonna be so like meme forward, or it's either gonna be so like socially politically, like socially correct forward. They'll be like, Dad, that's racist. How is that racist? Some dude's playing Fortnite on his fucking computer, and another guy just slaps him over the head with a bat. That is pure comedy right there. How the fuck is that racist?
The next thing you know, like the kid. Your kid just goes up to like your fucking teacher who was a part of Gen Z and has seen that those kind of memes, and like the kid plays the meme in class, and the teacher hears it and he's like, oh, I know that shit. Yeah, and he just starts laughing, and then your kid's just like, oh, hell yeah, dude.
I'm cool now.
I fit in
with my teachers. Yeah.
My classmates don't understand me, but my teachers like me.
God damn.
Because I play shitty memes.
No, they're gonna see all the fucking Shrek memes. Oh no. All the Shrek memes from yonder.
Oh god.
No.
They're gonna dig that up. I'm gonna have my kids unironically watch all the Shrek movies.
No, just 1 and 2. Just 1 and 2. They don't need to see the other ones.
I'll just have them watch Shrek 1 and 2 unironically, just like, as you know, the things that I watch. Have them watch that shit, right? But then, as they grow up, and I introduce them into meme culture, or they introduce themselves into meme culture, they'll figure shit out.
They'll figure shit out. And they'll understand why it's funny, and not just laugh at it because it looks funny, or it looks like there could be a joke behind it.
Yeah, they'll ask me, and I'll be like, oh yeah, I remember that when I was a young lad. Young mad lad, you know.
When I was a young boy lad.
When I was doing fuck shit on the internet, I remember that. Dad, what do you mean? Oh, you don't want to know.
You don't want to know. God damn it.
When I was your age, we were all meme creators. Now
we were all good old memesters.
We kind of buried that shit into the grave, but now that you're growing up, I think you can dig that shit up again and show all your friends.
Oh god.
Show how cool we were as kids.
Jesus. We're gonna be the embarrassing parents that won't embarrass their kids with that just like loud shit. We'll just say memes to each other and then be like, oh my god, Dad, you're embarrassing me. Like,
we're fucking like parents, just like in our backyards having a cookout.
Someone starts doing the Fortnite default dance, and it's like, Dad, you're embarrassing me.
Like all the kids are just like playing around or whatever, and then one of us just out loud, hit or miss.
I guess they never miss.
And then
kids are just like, what the fuck?
All the parents are just like, oh shit, I remember that meme, and all the kids are like, what does that mean?
What is a meme?
Oh no, they don't know. Oh my god, we're gonna be able to make so many meme references that our kids won't know what they mean. That's so crazy, dude. We're gonna have to teach them.
We're gonna have to teach them the ways of the meme.
Oh god.
I just realized how scary this is gonna get when we grow up and fucking teach your kids memes.
Oh god.
There's also gonna be like, someone's just gonna be randomly clicking their tongue in like a mall or something like that, where with our kids, and someone will say, "Do you know the way?" They're gonna look back at you and say, "Do you know the way?"
Everyone fucking just says the meme, and then there's gonna be like a few that are just gonna immediately like faceplant into a wall. Like, they're gonna headbutt into a pillar.
Bird Box all fucking over again. They're gonna start killing themselves. Yeah.
Like, you're in the mall with your kids, and you just hear all the clicking sounds, and you hear people just like screaming across the mall.
I found a queen. I found a queen.
Yeah, they just start screaming and shit like that. But then you see other parents, and they're just like slamming their heads into pillars. They're just like, "I thought this meme died."
Or someone will say, "That's how mafia works."
Oh my god.
No, something really bad's gonna happen. Like the kid's like friend is gonna die in a car accident. This kid, some parent's gonna come up and say, "That's how mafia works."
one of the parents falls unconscious in the mall, and then some kid just screams, "It do be like that."
It really be like that sometimes.
Dude, people.
Someone has a fucking heart attack. It really be like that.
Yeah, I feel like my kids won't take shit seriously. Some kid's gonna go unconscious. They're just gonna scream. It do be like that sometimes. They're just not even gonna help them. They're just gonna scream that shit and be unhelpful.
The unhelpful little fucks that you are.
Yeah.
We're gonna park all the way in the back because I like end spots.
Oh, okay.
What?
I don't know, there's like four other parking spots that I
thought. Yeah, but you don't have to walk back here, so fuck off. I just enjoy the end spot or parking next to someone I know that has relatively good parking skills.
Oh, dude, I'm fucking lightheaded now.
Hold on, I can't fucking park right. Let me fix this. Alright, so thank you guys for listening to our podcast as we're wrapping up here. I feel like today's episode is gonna... It's either going to be either very well received or very not well received.
There's just going to be a lot of differing opinions about this podcast. But I'm fucking lightheaded right now from how fucking stupid this whole entire concept of us raising kids. Dude, if Grant raises kids...
Oh, shit. No, we can't let it happen.
His kids are going to become meme masters. Like, they're going to bully other kids with memes alone.
Bully other kids with memes. They're going to be like... Go commit death.
Yeah, like, his kids are gonna learn Photoshop at the age of 3 and then bully other kids by just Photoshopping them. Like, honestly, that's... If Grant had kids, I would want my kids to be friends with his kids. Honestly. So, anyways, thank you guys for listening to this spastic podcast. What didn't we even start off with?
We started off with weird shit we did as a kid. And then we're talking about what weird shit our kids are gonna do.
Okay, so it's basically kind of relevant. So it's all right.
It's semi-relevant.
We didn't go far off track, so I thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next Tuesday, and we'll figure shit out, I guess. And probably, hopefully not have kids. I don't know.
We'll figure this out.